Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, we are hearing the reverberations now from the recently revealed global money laundering scheme based in Panama, and there's a local tie.
Yes, this big scandal that has involved Russian leader Vladimir Putin, the president of China, and celebrities and world leaders stretched all the way to Lake George and the tragedy 11 years ago involving the Ethan Allen tour boat that capsized. According to our story today by Brian Nearing, a key figure in that offshore tax evasion scheme was also part of a fake liability insurance plot that left the owners of the Ethan Allen tour boat without coverage after all the lawsuits poured in following the 2005 sinking of the tour boat that killed 20 people. The individual involved here is an accountant in the Caribbean island of St. Kitts. His name is Malchus Irvin Boncamper. He's currently serving a federal prison sentence after he pleaded guilty to money laundering for the insurance scam back in 2011. His name appeared this week again on the documents that came out after an international consortium of investigative journalists bore down on this Panama law firm that apparently stretches across the globe and does money laundering and sets up all kinds of scams. In the case involving the Ethan Allen on Lake George, the company's bogus insurance policy, which Boncamper was apparently the front man for, left the owners of the tour boat without real coverage. There was a lawsuit by victims of the tragedy in 2008 that was settled out of court, and while details were not made public, no doubt those settlements were affected and probably much lower because the owners did not have the assets to completely cover the losses. But it's a worldwide case, and it shows how scams all over the globe can affect you locally.
Quickly, Mike, the state assessment tests for students and the opt-out controversy caused changes the first time around in the tests, but it looks like folks are expecting that opt-out movement to grow the second time.
Well, it depends who you talk to. Starting today, students in grades 3 to 8 across the state will be sitting down again for these standardized tests. If you talk to the opponents of the testing, they say more people are going to opt out. Last year, 1 in 5 opted out. Even those who support higher standards and want kids to take the test say they expect it to grow. And in a few weeks, we'll know whether the movement has grown or waned.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.